Bonus Playhouse presents Dark Lullaby, an episodic musical podcast written by Serene Dominic. Episode 5, The Peak of Boo.
No sooner had we settled into the Blue Willow Motel, Lindetta started acting like she was the boss. And because she had the gun, she was. And she was a little drunk too, and not just with power.
We've got to really throw ourselves into this husband and wife backstory. While you were driving, I scribbled down some pertinent notes about our married life together. And wipe that New York smirk off your face. We're from the Midwest.
Well, we've got Jersey license plates.
Just read the script, will ya?
Give me that. Geez, you got a backstory, motivation, plans for the future. This is a lot to wrap my head around. I'm gonna go to bed and study my lines.
Bed? You wanna go Betty Bye, honey?
I meant that figuratively. I got no intentions of arm wrestling with you for who gets the queen bed.
It's a king. We could share.
No thanks. I've seen how you work percentages. 70-30, and I'll have to sleep with my head on the windowsill.
Fine. I was just being nice to you. You can go to blazes for all I care. Just don't entertain any thoughts of sneaking out of here with the car in the middle of the night. I got the car keys where you'll never find them.
Next to your heart?
Don't forget, Yellow Belly. I also have the gun, so I call all the shots. I only meant that figuratively. Face it, Reynolds. You're in a lot of hot water, but don't get any ideas. I've got first dibs on the tub. Gonna immerse myself in some bubbles.
It looks like you did enough of that already.
Shut it, Reynolds. Nobody likes a teetotaler.
I made myself comfortable on the Murphy bed and started memorizing what a happily married guy from the Midwest I was supposed to look and sound like. Lindetta had it all scrawled out. Right down to the cutesy pet names we had for each other. I should have known that immersing that much grain alcohol into a steamy bath was gonna turn Lindetta into a virtual hot toddy. As soon as my head hit the pillow, she turned into an 86-year-old and started calling out for me.
Oh, Piffle. Oh, sweetheart face. Could you please hand me my loofah brush? It's all the way over there, and I'm already in the tub, all the way over here.
Couldn't you just exfoliate naturally like all those other snakes in the grass do?
You don't want your own wifey-poo to look all scaly because you never know who's listening.
All right.
Thank you, Dollface.
Don't mention it, naggy-poo.
Yoo-hoo, Lumpkins! Could you come back and turn off that ceiling fan? I don't want to catch a draft when I step out of the warm bath.
Ugh, the things I do to stay out of prison. Ah, jeez, now I'm one of those guys who talks to himself to alleviate his guilt.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Nothing, Angel Cakes. Just talking to myself to alleviate my guilt. There, I've turned off the fan. Is that off enough for you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Just save me some hot water, all right?
Oh, Snugglebug. I forgot to ask if you put down a bath mat so I don't slip and fall and break my neck.
Now, see here.
All of a sudden, she got out of the tub and was standing there naked as a jaybird. And I never seen a naked jaybird, but I don't think there's one in captivity this anatomically blessed. And before you could say splish splash, she started to dance. That's when the bubbles in Lindetta got a little out of control.
Peekaboo, I see you, trying to hide from love. Peekaboo, silly. Happiness is staring you.
Return to Onus Playhouse Dark Lullaby after a word from our sponsor.
Hello, this is Serene Dominic. In these difficult days we're all facing because of the pandemic, we find ourselves cooped up with our furry little pooches. If you're looking for something to make their tails wag, gather them around the computer or your entertainment center and watch leashtv.com. That's right, Townsley. Now you can have Fido-friendly programming on demand as LeashTV.com streams tail-wagging entertainment for your faithful pup on your computer 24/7, 365 days a year. LeashTV.com. Since we're all going to the dogs, we might as well keep them entertained. Thank you.
We now return you to Onus Playhouse, Dark Lullaby.
Where was I? Oh yeah. In the bathroom with Lindetta stark naked. You understand what I'm telling you, kids. I mean, I could see London and I could see France. And it had been a long time since I'd been to either of them places. Abroad, as they say. So I said, what are you doing here?
Well, seeing as how I'm newly wet, I thought I'd act like a... newlywed.
So all the gun threats and the screaming about going to police, that's your kind of idea of foreplay, is it?
That's just tactics, Reynolds. Take advantage of my drunkenness while you're still a free man.
Go on, lay off of me, will ya?
Aw, don't shoo me away. Little old Lindetta ain't gonna bite. Much.
It's hard to square your disdain for me as being anything else.
What say we knock it off and use that king-size bed for some angry, spiteful, mean-spirited sex? Because it doesn't ever get better than this.
Hey, wait a minute. How did you know I said, what are you doing inside of my brain?
Come on, Reynolds. You know you want it. Let's see if those guitar hands are good for something else besides playing Maria Elena.
Her name is Joanna.
Sure as you're born, you're gonna... Whose name?
The girl I'm gonna marry in Pasadena. Her name is Joanna.
It ain't polite to mention one girl while in the presence of another.
Sorry, I only did it out of a sense of self-preservation.
Guess that must mean you like me a little. You didn't slap me around when I twisted the skin on your neck. You were... sorta a gentleman, holding doors open for me. Felt nice. It's been kinda homey being cooped up with you these past 2 days.
I'd like to think we could be friends, given the circumstances.
Given the circumstances.
Everything I had. You didn't want nothing but my
whatever you had, that's what you shared. Well, none of it was actually yours.
You treated me as someone equal.
You didn't make fun of my hair.
And even when I pulled the gun out on you,
you only asked for what was fair.
Forget. Your fiance? Congratulations, she looks like a nice girl from her picture.
Wait, you saw her picture?
Yeah, when I was...
When you was going through my luggage?
I thought you were holding out on the $3,000. It's nothing personal, given the circumstances.
No offense taken, given the circumstances.
Bet you don't even need to cart her picture around. Bet you think about her all the time.
I do.
I do, but you ain't married yet, so come here and park those stupid lips on me. Oh, a kiss ain't cheating. Why, that's just routine maintenance.
Back where I come from, a kiss, well, it's a lot more than that.
I tried to gently nudge her around and turn her towards the nearest bathrobe, but she resisted, and then she twisted her own arm around.
Ow, you're hurting me.
Stop exaggerating, you're drunk. You'd be better off with your loofah brush than playing footsie with me.
Hey, Reynolds, I'm giving you a conjugal visit before they send you to the slammer. Then where will your precious Joanna be? You think she's gonna sit quietly at home, mooning over your 8x10 while you're cranking out license plates? She'll be making time with every Tom, Dick, and Harry and Herman in the City of Roses.
I should have never told you about her.
Yeah, better for me to think that maybe you're not interested in girls. To hell with you, I'm calling the police.
Wait, if you go to the police now, you won't get Roscoe's stash or the money for the car. You'll end up with nothing.
Maybe there's a big fat reward for Roscoe's murderer. Did you stop to think of that? The highway patrol couldn't have been too happy when you killed off the supply of girls and extra income with your deer-friendly driving skills.
You think they're gonna listen to a wastrel like you calling them up?
Wastrel? Wastrel? I don't even know what that means. But it sounds... mean. Well... I guess I deserve ridicule for pouring my heart and soul to a cloistered monk like you. Hey, maybe that's how you're bent. Don't like girls, no way, no how. Maybe you like boys, little squirrely ones.
Give me that phone!
Here, reach out and touch.
Oh! Crazy woman!
Lindetta made a beeline for the bathroom. There was no way I was gonna let her call the police.
Lindetta, I'm warning you. Don't call the police. It'll be bad for both of us.
You don't like me, do you, Reynolds? You hurt my wrist and called me a wastebasket and a crazy woman. But I'll show you crazy.
Lindetta, don't call the police. I'm warning you. I'll yank this phone right out of the wall. Lindetta, I swear I'll rip this phone out.
Yes. Hello, officer. I'd like to report a murder. Yes!
Lindetta! Lindetta! I opened the door to find Lindetta had slipped when I pulled the cord, and she must have hit her head against the tub because I didn't get time to put down the bath mat on account of all that singing and dancing. This was all too much to take. Two accidental murders in 3 days. What rotten luck. No one would believe this story any more than the last one, so I decided to flee. By the time the chambermaid discovered the body the next morning, I'd be hundreds of miles away. And then I could lay low in a nondescript town, ditch the car, and take the bus into Pasadena. I thought about hiding in Nogales or Sonora, and then up ahead I saw the sign for Patagonia, population 730. What better place to hide for a while than Patagonia?
Next time on Dark Lullaby, Reynolds hides out in a town that has gone to the dogs, or rather one dog with pink fur and a rabid following.
Here's Fancy Squeaky Cow. See if it helps you conjure where this degenerate Roscoe Des Moines is.
I'm seeing forested slopes, handicapped accessible trails.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get him.
Tony,
who's with me?
Fernando, Phillips.
That's gotta be some dumbass from New York City.
Round up a few more of your brews.
Be with us again for episode 6, Fancy Pants, on Otis Slayhouse, Dark Lullaby. The part of Tom Reynolds was played by Serene Dominic. The part of Lindetta was played by Dana Renee Donovan.
Lindetta's singing was performed by Sheridan Wood.
All songs were written by Serene Dominic and performed by San Jacinto Prison Band. Original cast album available on Onus Records. Dark Lullaby was directed by Sherry Amore and Serene Dominic.
Dark Lullaby, score by Steve Acetta.
Fashions by Botany 5000. This is your announcer, Kevin Von Brubaker, speaking.